Welcome back to the Infinite Creators Podcast. I want to start by expressing my gratitude. I'm so grateful for all of you who've tuned in to listen and have shared this podcast with others. The response from the last episode was epic. Like, I didn't expect anything like that, and I don't expect anything, but it was nice to hear how it brought tears to some of your eyes and how so many of you can relate that you all share a similar experience with your own family. And the fact that you shared that with me, I'm grateful. Like, I appreciate that. It's been heartwarming. I'm not aiming to bring tears to anyone. I am aiming to share stories, knowledge, wisdom, and anything I've learned to help humanity become more understanding, forgiving, loving, and overall better. To believe in our ability, our limitless possibilities, and infinite potential. If you're enjoying listening to these stories, then please press subscribe to stay updated on the latest releases. I also want you to know that every single one of you are amazing, like really amazing. Even those of you who don't actually believe that, those of you who are constantly beating yourself down, saying you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you feel like you don't fit in, you care about what other people think of you, you're holding yourself accountable to the past, you lack confidence, you feel lost, unable to love yourself, you feel like giving up. You too are amazing, and I believe that. You specifically are the reason I'm doing this podcast. Like, I truly, truly, truly mean that. It's been an interesting few weeks diving into a podcast, spending time alone without distractions, no phone, sometimes dance music really helps me tune into that creative realm, to fall into the zone, a creative state of flow, to think, write, and create my art of storytelling. Something I'm grateful to have the opportunity to do. And then, of course, I use my phone to record it on a bed or a desk with pillows around to give it the best chance of a crisp sound. If you feel me being open, raw, and speaking from the heart is benefiting you, imagine if you were to integrate that into your own life, bringing up the conversations you're avoiding, especially men. Guys, you are the ones who really need to learn how to connect with yourself, to connect with your emotional body. Because we have been conditioned from a young age, you know, that big boys don't cry, that to be a man is to be strong and to never cry. You know, that has led us down a road of kicking things further down the road, locking away our emotions, brushing stories under the carpet, avoiding the difficult conversations, and just to go on as if everything is normal. Like, you too can be the change for your kids, your family, your friends, for humanity. To bring yourself to feel into the heart, to speak without filters, to bring the stories of the past to the surface so that you can be loved for them and write new ones. To allow the feeling of love to flow through your veins. Imagine how good that would make you feel, that you can be loved no matter what your past is or story is. And to know that you actually have the power to do that, like you have the power to transform. It's all within you. Continuing on from last week, growing up without the tools on how to love myself from the inside out, not feeling worthy, unable to express my emotions, suppressing who I am, unable to bring difficult conversations to the surface. This sent me on a path outside of myself, which I call the outward journey, validating myself based on my achievements and who I felt I needed to be and what others said about me, ultimately determining on how I would feel. And I call this external validation, something that we get from the outside to make us feel good. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but it's more important that we validate ourselves internally. Knowing my achievements were what was going to bring me recognition, make me feel good, the knock-on effect was praise, like, well done, Ryan, that was great, you did a good job, doing things to fit in, and just trying to be what society says we should be. And it wasn't that I was specifically doing things to get praise, but I knew the praise would come from these things. And as kids, teens, and adults growing up in a world, we're all trying to fit in. We all want to be seen. We all want to be recognized. We all want to be praised. We all want to be accepted by our tribe. So I was on this external journey that everything was outside of me, and this became my version of love. And it was on this journey that I wasn't praising myself. I wasn't loving myself, because this was just the way it was. This was the world that I lived in. And I found love in various ways, and my first being sport. Now, I am a real lover of sport, so winning was a bonus. These dopamine hits I was getting through every win, you know, they felt great. And I was super competitive, so when I lost, it hurt so bad. I remember crying coming off the pitch sometimes because I didn't get the win that I really, really wanted. Like, that's how much winning meant to me. It was my life. And as mentioned on the previous podcast, growing up with a father and surrounded by a family who all had their own business, like, that was very inspiring, but also somewhat daunting, you know, because I felt I needed to be that way to fit in. And being one of the quieter nephews as well, I know that might seem different now, but I am an introvert. I've just have learned how to become an extrovert. Now, we are all both. But like as a kid, I remember, well, my parents told me that as a kid, the teacher had mentioned to them that Ryan doesn't play with the other kids. This is when I just started school. He goes to the corner of the room and plays on his own. So I do like to spend time on my own. And that quiet Ryan is alive and kicking today. This is him writing this script. This is him recording this audio. And some of you have been asking, how am I recording the audio? Am I just saying it off my head or am I reading it off a script? So this is off a script and I've wrote two scripts from the two previous podcasts too. I actually wrote three scripts this week. The first two, I just weren't feeling. But something that I learned a few years ago was how to speed read. So you look at the line and you pick out a few words that stick out to you and then your mind's able to put the rest of the words together and you're able to come up with the sentence. And you don't, by doing it that way, you don't actually read every word, because if you do, that takes up more time and therefore you're able to process more information faster. And so as I'm reading the script, I'm just looking at a few words and then I'm able to put the words together. So to be validated in life, for me to receive love, growing up in a world with the slogan money makes the world go around, surrounded by a family who were all doing their own thing, who all had their own business, you know, I was going to be that person. I embodied it. It is who I am. I'm going to be like my father. And I, being exposed to his work ethic and desire, it gave me the belief and spark that I could do it too. So I had this burning desire that I wanted to be a millionaire. I didn't care how I was going to do it, but I was going to do everything I could to get there. It was something I instilled in my mind from a young age. I just knew it was going to happen, 100%. So that led me on the path of thinking creatively from a young age. And my first business was making copies of the old paper Irish driving license. I was 16 at the time, and I knew I was going to do them from the age of 14 because I was baby-faced and there was no hope of me getting into any club under the age of 18 without some form of fake ID. So once I got my own license, I made a copy of it. I brought it into school the next day. I was in fifth year at the time, and they blew up. About 75% of my year wanted one, and word spread to the next school in town, and then to the next town, and then within a few weeks, I was doing them for people all over the area of Inishowen, and it was great crack. I enjoyed it. I was making a good time making a good income at the time for my age, and it was light work. Everyone knew me. I was recognized. I was validated. I felt worthy. I was happy. I felt accepted. And all of these combined emotions I was feeling inside, they made me feel loved. All because I was doing things that other people appreciated. You know, I could see their smiles and I received their thanks. By the way, a really good song just came on while I was typing. And I just had a little dance to myself. And dancing is magic. Like, it is soup for the soul. Moving your body to the beat, moving my body to the beat, is so soothing for me. So don't be afraid to move your body at every opportunity. Even you who is shy, dance on your own. It's playful, it's fun, it's medicine. So with the driving license, this lasted for a few years into college. And at this stage, I'm 19 and I'm also fed up making them. The Garda, also known as the Irish Police, they made a move. They got a search warrant and they came and raided my bedroom. This led to me being arrested. The third of my six arrests. Questioned, followed by a court case that was initially kind of a big deal. They had, I think it was 82 summons against me. And they wanted to pursue the case in Dublin, you know, potentially jail or a criminal record, them being on the cards. But my understanding is I heard that something got in the way of them doing that. I'm not sure exactly, but maybe it wasn't a valid search warrant. I cannot confirm that. And either way now, I don't care. But we managed to get it dealt with in a local court, thankfully. And my team had argued that my story of being a teenager when I started, which I was only 16, and just doing them for my friends, you know. So eventually I ended up with a slap on the wrist and a large fine. And to me, it wasn't that big of a deal, you know. I was just making them for all my friends and all the people my age who just wanted to get into over 18 clubs. like 99% of you who would have been doing the same thing at the same age. But for the government, I can understand from their perspective that they must control society and they must prevent anyone from breaching their system and punish where necessary. But it was a blessing in disguise. I had moved on from it anyways after I turned 18, so I was overdue a change, and thankfully it came to an end, which I'm grateful for, because, you know, if it didn't stop at that age, you know, I probably wouldn't have been able to say no at the time to other people, and it would have been more serious the older I would have gotten. So a fresh start, to continue on that path of being that millionaire that I was aspiring to be, to find that golden opportunity that was going to bring me one step closer to all that mattered in life. And along came Phones, spelled F-O-N-E-Z. Long story why it's that name and spelling, but this idea found me. I was trying to buy a phone that I couldn't find at a decent price. I just knew I could get it cheaper. And so I thought, I bet there are others like me out there trying to buy the same phone at a reasonable price. And if there's nobody else doing it, then I'm going to do it. So this set me off on a chase through the World Wide Web and eventually to the Far East, around the globe, to get an understanding of the market. This led me to advertising on an Irish website called Done Deal, and I got the customer's deposit. Then I would buy the phone, and I sold one phone in the first week, three on the second, and then nine on the third, and then this snowballed and things took off. This was all happening while I was in my third and final year of college studying civil engineering, which resulted in me failing my exams because I had invested all my time in the library of the college building this business. This led me to joining forces with Gab, and then we opened a store in Galway. And the next few years were hectic. I worked like a Trojan. I sold my soul to the business. It was a roller coaster, so many highs and so many lows. When we get into business, we are challenged in so many ways. There is no guidebook on how to run a business. You just have to make the book up as you go. It's due to all the mistakes that you make along the way. That is really your guiding way. That is how you write the guidebook. You learn so much so fast because there is a million situations coming at you all at once. When we opened the shop, I couldn't even walk to a customer to say hello on the first day. Like, that's how nervous I was. I kid you not. And what was funny about it is when I did approach them, they didn't understand my Donegal accent. They stood there looking at me frozen, and I was a little confused, and I took a moment, and then I repeated, and nope, there was just more ice. But it was through this process that I learned how to become an effective communicator, how to engage with other humans. And stepping into that uncomfortable version to overcome and be comfortable, to step from no confidence to confidence, to help others feel welcome and comfortable. And it came with its extreme challenges too, extremely challenging customers, from some throwing phones and computers across the desk to insane loud shouting in a packed tight shop, to someone throwing a punch, and to someone, me and a customer rolling around the floor, and he bit me and while his wife or partner was hitting me. So it was like a circus some days. Anyone who has worked in retail, you will understand what it's like to deal with the public. And if any of you are listening that are take out rage on retail staff, like, it can be challenging. Like, I see that there's a lot of people out there who have a lot of anger, rage, and frustration, and they sometimes let that out at the retail staff, you know. But the overall experience of encountering so many humans in that time was immense. The exposure to tens of thousands of different personalities, behaviors, attitudes, you name it. It was fascinating. It was such a learning curve. To be faced with a new dynamic every time was a new opportunity to listen, to understand, to develop more patience, to communicate, and to appreciate another human. It drove my interest in human behavior, why people behave the way they do, and to recognize that so many people out there see that life is against them instead of for them, that they are stuck in this battle where they think that the world is coming down on top of them. And they come in like a dragon and roar their fire across the counter. It taught me to not take anything personal, that I am not their issue, that they have their own challenges to overcome. I just happen to be on the other side of their emotion. So this business, this space, was a place that I transcended many times. As the years rolled on this path, the one that I dreamt of as a youngster, it was nice to see it become a reality. My love for cars was being fulfilled. I was able to afford the cars that I adored. I was able to go on holidays when I wanted. I was able to buy the things that I didn't have to think twice about. And that was a privilege, something that I'm forever grateful for. But I kept seeking more of it. It was like I was never happy. And that's when the party in Ryan, he really took off. You know, he was having a great time. Crazy weekends. And that's where the most fun was being had. And the business Ryan wasn't enjoying himself anymore. He didn't have that fun that he had at the start. So partying Ryan, he took the limelight. And that was every Friday, Saturday, and sometimes Sunday, alcohol and cocaine. I'd reached the point in my life where I'd suddenly had all the things that I dreamt of. But I was poorer than ever. I'd reached my pinnacle of life, or at least what I thought life was about. You know, I should be happy. I have everything I need. I have abundance, but I just wasn't happy. I didn't know how to talk about this, but I knew something wasn't right. Like, is this really what it's all about? It owned me, the business. It was like everywhere I went, there was a cloud that roamed over me. And it was strange because I was happier in the earlier years when I had nothing, working 15 to 18 hours a day, sometimes even 24 hours. Like, there were times that the few of us did this and I was happier. And it's kind of crazy when I think about it. But at that time, there were battles or, you know, I had things that I just wasn't dealing with. They were in the background. So I was avoiding it. And again, they were all under the carpet. And I had created this prison inside my head. Like, I was now a slave to my own business, to my own creation. It had owned me. And I didn't know how to live in balance. And of course, with business, you know, I was recognized. I felt validated. I felt worthy. I felt accepted, but I wasn't happy. I still had more work to do. I still had to walk out of the darkness. I could always see the light, but just when I got past huge obstacle, a large rock, another one rolled in front of me, and I was faced with having to overcome this one again. But the biggest teaching from that journey was that I forgot about myself along the way. And when I say I forgot about myself, I forgot to love me for who I am, for just this body, for just existing, without the achievements, without the success, without anything, just me. To love the Ryan that came into this world with absolutely nothing. The simple Ryan who, when having a bad day, would go to the cinema on his own to distract how he was feeling. Or he would drive down to Galway Bay, down by the sea, to park on the beach just to look out. On the days he didn't know how to talk to anyone. The days he felt lost. The days he questioned, what is it all about? Like, what is life? Them days. He put all of his love into one basket, the basket of his achievements, validating himself on what he did in life so far. He didn't know how to stop living in the past. He didn't know how to stop living in the future. He didn't know how to live in the present moment and to take a deep breath to take everything in around him, to feel the breeze lift the hairs on his skin and raise goosebumps on his neck. He didn't know how to take in the awe and beauty of the waves crashing against the rocks. He didn't know how to admire the birds flying in the sky without a worry in the world. He forgot how to play and laugh like the kids running across the beach. He forgot who he was, that he is a child of the planet we call Mother Earth, Gaia, or Pachamama, that he is her dust from the temple that rises and will fall when he leaves. That everything that has happened in his life was all meant to be imperfect to bring him to this point. He had forgotten that he was a soul taking part in the human experience to experience pain and suffering so that he could wake up to realize who he was, that he too is nature, that he is consciousness, that he didn't need to achieve anything or be anyone, only to be himself, to love himself and others unconditionally, and to realize that he too is an infinite creator. And that's when the journey inwards began. So, let me tell you, the real prize of life isn't nice cars, big houses, money, fame, college degrees, big jobs, or business, or anything materialistic. You can have all the money in the world. They are all good things, and yes, they definitely help, but they will never fulfill you. They will never bring you true happiness. They will never bring you true love. I'm aware of billionaires who are constantly seeking more and more external things to be happy. The real prize is loving all of your choices, loving all of your mistakes, loving all of your past, loving all of your darkness, loving all of who you are. When you love yourself unconditionally, you love all of the world unconditionally, all of its darkness with all of its light. When you get to that point, your whole life will change. It's like you put on a pair of glasses that allows you to see life in a way that you have never seen before, and you will not want to take them off. For me, I love myself. And don't mind the people who say, ah, he loves himself or you love yourself. Like, that is the most ridiculous thing someone can say. We are supposed to love ourselves. Like, if we can't love ourselves, how can someone else love us? Like, you have to love yourself. You have to step into that version of you. You have to love how you look, how you feel, all of your imperfections. And don't be afraid to express that. It's through this journey that I've learned to validate myself. And that's the true prize of life. When you love yourself, you have nothing but love for absolutely everything. Every human, every animal, everything. I realized that nothing is actually outside of me. Everything is inside of me. It's through my experience with my environment and all the humans that have given me the opportunity to bring myself back to me, to wake me up. I realized that I was projecting a world that I thought was outside of me, instead of realizing that the world was always inside of me, the eternal internal world. That every human I see, feel, smell, touch, and hear, they create a feeling inside of me. And why would I want to choose a negative feeling with that person, with that encounter? Like, you are a projection of me. You are a reflection of my internal world. So you are my world. So why would I want to project my internal thoughts, feeling, words, my internal world of jealousy or labeling or slamming hate, throwing judgment or gossip? Like, I'm the one feeling them emotions. Like, they're the feelings running through my body. And why would I be so crazy to want to choose these negative feelings, the feelings that hurt my body, these draining, dark emotions? So I realized that you are me. You're just another version of me. You're reflecting who I am back to me. You're giving me the opportunities to see myself in ways that I didn't see before. You're giving me the opportunity to develop more patience, more understanding, to love in ways I haven't loved before. Everything that I've encountered in my life and will encounter going forward has and will have an invisible string attached to it for eternity, and that I will always be connected to that moment. So just take a moment to think of all the stories of your past. The strings to these stories you feel are holding you back. It is these strings that are your greatest teachers. It is these specific strings that are your opportunity. Your opportunity to write a new story of the past. To feel the teachings and love travel through these strings right to the present moment, enabling you to transform and transcend. When I realized I had the ability to see the past in this way, that I now had a choice on how I could feel, like, let me repeat that, like, I have a choice on how I can feel, like, I actually had the choice to feel positive or negative. Like, I could celebrate someone instead of being jealous. Instead of judging someone, I could celebrate our differences, that we are all unique. Like, I can choose love over hate. And this set me on a path of seeing absolutely everything in life as love. Just different vibrations, some less loving than others. So I choose to live in love, to see everything from a higher and loving perspective. Like, I love the part of me that was hurt when people made up stories about me. I also forgive and love the person who made up stories about me. I love the kid who gets bullied and unable to stand up for themselves because they just don't know how to. I also love the kid who does the bullying, maybe because there's a lack of love at home, if they even have a home. I love the human who has been taken advantage of or abused by someone they trusted. I also love the human who is so disconnected from themselves that they go and take advantage of other people. I love the human who has left us because their life has been taken tragically. I also love the human who is in such a dark place that to feel alive, they needed to take someone else's life. So you're seeing more of my word. Like, this is my truth. And we don't live in one reality or one perspective. We all live on our own reality. We all exist in one physical universe together, but with 8 billion different perspectives, all sensing it through our eyes, ears, body, tongue, nose, and our third eye, the one between our eyes and brain, the one that connects us to our eternal internal world, the most powerful sense we have. This is the sense that gives you the ability to see yourself flourishing, to explore all of who you are, a place where you are limitless, where there is no ceiling, where you can access your infinite potential. It is through the sense that you can find your calling, that you can step into your power, that you can overcome everything that has been holding you back, all of these rules that you have allowed to control you. You can break down the walls you've built around you to rewrite the story of who you think you are. And don't be afraid to break the mold of society, to step outside your family norm, to step outside the groups that you feel are holding you back. To do that one thing that feels right for your heart, to bring that visualization you have into reality where the happy, loving version of you exists. And I bet that visual also seems so fucking scary, but is also radically beautiful. A lot of us are still asleep because we are disconnected from ourselves. We are stuck in old ways, scared of change. All because we have given our power away to dark forces. And this has resulted in us being disconnected from nature, our natural way of being. I'm still on the journey back to myself, back to nature, claiming more of my power, back to what feels right for my mind, body, and soul, back to loving myself. And it's a never-ending journey. So here I am, doing something that comes with recognition, in a repeating pattern of validation, acceptance, love with this podcast. So maybe I'm still seeking recognition, maybe not. But what I do know is that speaking from the heart through storytelling is worth every second. Being in service to others, being in service to you, without seeking anything in return, that is truly fulfilling. So I want to thank you for listening to The Infinite Creators, and I ask you to remember that you are the infinite creator.